Well, the fantasy football season's over and it's time to look back at 2016-17 and just see who were the good players, who maybe weren't so good in your fantasy team. And of us, as always for this, we're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Hello there.
Who would you say then has been your standout player from this season's fantasy football?
Now, this season, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, it's going to be Alexis Sanchez.
And that's who I was going to say.
264 points. Or Harry Kane, 224 points. All those goals towards the end of the season. Or even Ali, with his great value, price below 9 million, well below 9 million, ends up as the second highest scoring midfielder. But it's not. It's none of those. My favourite, and I think the best FPL player, fantasy Premier League player, has been Lukaku. And the reason is because this season has been typified by lots of players, like I've just mentioned, who have had great runs of form and then let us down, particularly with the captaincy. The notable one was Harry Kane. Lots of people captained him when he was home to Hull and Burnley, and he got absolutely nothing. He then promptly got a hat-trick against Hull on the return visit. But that just shows how this season has gone. You have to nail those big premium price players, and you have to nail their big points returns. But guessing when they're going to be has been quite tricky. And we mentioned it before, Zlatan Ibrahimovic had this huge goal drought. But there's no reason for it. His underlying stats were great. He had all these shots, but he just wasn't getting it. So Lukaku's my one, because he is sort of an anti-troll. A troll player is one that never scores when you want and always scores when you least expect it. Lukaku, you can set your clock by him. If he's got an easy home fixture, he'll probably score, and he will probably score well. Away, he may score. So you know where to put the armband on him. You know when to captain him. That's why I liked him. I've just been just writing now for Fantasy Football Scout an article about, we have a Hall of Fame where we correlate all of the season scores for all the people in our leagues over however many campaigns they've been doing it, so 10, 11 seasons. So we get a kind of the top players. So these are basically the list of the top players. I'm looking at the top 10. And a common theme, they captained Sanchez the most, but their most successful captain was Lukaku. And the argument there is if they had captained Lukaku more frequently when he was playing at home and against easier opposition, they could have actually scored even better. They did very well, though. But Lukaku would really help them there. So when they did use him, they got a lot of points from him. So that's why I like him. So definitely Lukaku. Set your clock by him. Will he be at Everton next season? Probably not. But you never know. If he is, keep the armband on him when he's got easy home games.
But that's the thing is I mean, you raised two good points there. First being, when I think of the previous season, there were set consistent players who you knew game in, game out, the likes of Jamie Vardy, Riyad Mahrez. If you had them in your team and you had them as captain, chances were the minimum points you were ever going to get from them was maybe 5 or 6, but you might sometimes have those good double figures weeks. This season, it has been very different than that, but you're right. As soon as you actually said Lukaku, he has been in my team probably consistently since about November. I maybe haven't captained him much, but he's been there. But then you flag up the good second point, which is, will Romelu Lukaku be an Everton player next season? I mean, what's your just gut feeling as a football fan? Do you think he will be?
It's looking possible, but it's also looking unlikely. He's highly sought after, and it also depends on other teams. So there's teams like, say, Chelsea, who could be in the market for another striker. He's obviously been there before as well, so that would be a likely destination. He's in huge demand. Players like him. So he was leading the Golden Boot race until Harry Kane defied the odds and managed to score 7 goals in 2 games towards the end. But if it wasn't for that late flurry from Kane, Lukaku would have been the top scorer. And he did really well in fantasy terms as well. If he goes to Chelsea, well, that wouldn't be so bad. Where you want him to be is at a team like Everton, in that he is the top choice striker. What you don't want from a player like Lukaku, like we've been having with Sergio Aguero this season, is will he start or won't he? That's your nightmare scenario for a player like Lukaku. That's why he's been so good and consistent this season, because you know he's going to play, so you're happy to give him the armband. If he turns into a kind of an Aguero figure, will he play, won't he? That kind of kills him off as a fantasy prospect.
Anybody who's really gone under the radar as a good, solid player, I think for me, Tom Heaton. I know he's been the odd week where he's maybe not done so well, but largely Burnley have had a lot of shots against them, but he's kept a lot of good performances, a lot of clean sheets. Mikel Antonio as well comes into my mind, although maybe not as consistent. He went through a good phase. Both of those players, though, not particularly early on, going to cost you the earth, but will likely have been in your team for quite a while. Are there other players that you've found?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head with Tom Heaton there. What I've looked at is in terms of value. Now, on the Fantasy Premier League site, which is still there, you can still look at all the stats and look at your team there. If you go into transfers and then you have a look at the player selection box, and there's a sorted by section, and you can look at value bracket season. Now, if you look at that, that basically tells you who are the best value for the season. So in terms of points per pound, really. And at the top of the goalkeepers, no surprise, there's Tom Heaton. He was valued at 4.5 when he started, and he ended up as the top-scoring goalkeeper. And there's a reason for that. Well, he got those save points, he got bonus points. He's an absolute gem. He will not be 4.5 next season. He'll probably be 5. He could even be 5.5 million, which undermines his value. In defence, really, it's been about the Chelsea players. It was Alonso suddenly appeared in this new wing-back formation for Chelsea, and all those goals coming in. Aspilicueta and Cahill as well. All three of them finished the campaign above the 6 million mark because of the transfer market within Fantasy Premier League. But they were worth every penny. They provided the best value, best points for your pound there. And there's a couple of other players I wanted to mention. Charlie Daniels, he went really under the radar, but he did ever so well during the season. He got 5 double-digit points hauls, and that's because he had clean sheets, goals, and assists in his locker. He ended up at just 5.2. He was in my team for a lot of the season, and he got, every now and again, he would get me more than 10 points, which was a fantastic return, really, for a Bournemouth defender. He's done really well, and McCauley as well, all of those goals, 6 goals, and 3 double-digit hauls as well. Now, age may catch up with him. Arguably, it caught up with him towards the end of the season. You saw him getting subbed early and then not playing through injury. Whether he's going to be the same prospect next season is doubtful. But these are the types of players you need to be looking for next season. Cheap and good, and got an attacking threat in defence. In midfield as well, we had Kapuwe early on. He had 3 double-digit points hauls in the first 5 game weeks. Pretty much went off the boil, but he was only 4.5, so you can happily put him on your bench as well. And Josh King, he was 6.2 at the end. He had 16 goals. He was actually initially valued at just 5.5, so that was fantastic. And then Zaha was another 5.8, and up front, really, I've mentioned him already, Lukaku. But also another couple to mention is Llorente and Defoe, really. They were probably the best third striker options, I'd say.
Just to look ahead to next season, and I know it's too early to really go massively in depth in next season. We don't even know all the teams who are going to be in the division next year because Huddersfield and Reading still to play. I was imagining in my mind, though, I'd already got in that I was going to have at least 2 Crystal Palace players to start my my season next year, and then things go and change. Sam Allardyce leaves Crystal Palace, and that's kind of out the window. I mean, when you look at next season, there's not really much predicting you can do at this stage, I guess.
No, there's not. I mean, the good things to do, is the top tips really, is look at pre-season. That's where we cottoned on to Kapuwe. He's a defensive, really a defensive midfielder, central midfielder for Watford last season. But we noticed at Fantasy Football Scout in the pre-season friendlies, he was being called on to just bomb forward from wherever. This was a new thing, a new part of his game. And that carried on to those first few games. So I had Kapuwe in my team because of that. I actually benched him, though. I missed all of his points. But nevertheless, I kind of went that stage further of ignoring him. So be a little bit more careful next time, and I'll make sure that I look a bit more closely at pre-season and actually put them in my team as well. Players like that, those are the kinds of things you need to look out for. Now, we do know, obviously, that Brighton and Newcastle are going up, and I think they're going to be a nice source of quite cheap players that could do well. So at Brighton, they've had Anthony Knockhart in midfield, and he's been involved in 23 goals. That's more than any other midfielder in the Championship. So he's going up there. So he brings with him all of those set-piece threat. Brighton are particularly effective at home as well. So if he's a bit cheaper, he could be a good player to have and then perhaps bench for away games, play in those home games as well. And they've just signed a potential gem of a player at Brighton, Pascal Gross. They signed him from Ingolstadt, who have just been relegated from the Bundesliga. But in the Bundesliga last season, Gross created more chances than any other player in that division. Now, this isn't a poor division. This is a league that's got the likes of Bayern Munich in it. So if he's created more chances than any other players, it looks like Chris Hughton might be employing a 4-4-2 formation for most of the championship season that's just passed. It looks like he's going to be moving to some kind of 4-1-4-1-1, so kind of a lone striker with a kind of a number 10. And it looks like Gross may get that number 10 slot. So he could be, if you look back at other Chris Hughton teams and you think of other attack-minded midfielders like Kevin Nolan, for example, they can prove very effective in that kind of lineup, really. So Knockhart and there. And, of course, with Newcastle as well, we've got some other potential cheap options there. Gale was their top scorer. Keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on his price as well. Keep an eye on Newcastle's recruitment in forwards. If they don't really get anyone else, then Gale could be nailed on there. And Richie as well. He's very creative. He's the kind of, I suppose, the kind of Knockhart of Newcastle. So he's involved in lots of set pieces as well. So have a look at them. But do keep an eye on the transfer market there and have a look at see who else Brighton are signing, because that's the Gross move could potentially be a real gem there.
Yeah, certainly those two do look like a good place to get points. Joe, though, we must leave it there. It's been a great season fantasy football-wise. Thank you for all your tips on Radio Yorkshire. Remember, if you are listening to us chat, you can always find out more tips at FF Scout on Twitter or head to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. But Joe, for the 2016-17 season, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.